in storybooks, in movies, and in pop songs, Corvus has always loved the stubborn characters the most. The grim warrior fighting impaled with a sword in their abdomen. The lost dog running from state line to get back home to her owner. The loser getting kicked in the teeth and choosing to smile, mouth full of blood, instead. Still, having not eaten all day, Corvus thinks, "What am I doing here? There's a fucking tree on fire and no one is doing shit." Outside, half-naked girls are popping open champagne bottles, shooting corks high into the trees and screaming into the night air. They laugh and run in circles around the trees, clouds of hot breath. Minutes earlier, the woman with blonde hair approached a tree with a burning torch and, unblinking, set the leaves on the lowest branch ablaze, feeling the heat against her face as the tree caught fire. Everything is foggy and dark except for the burning tree and the girls dancing in the shaking light of the falling cedar. Corvus lights a cigarette. She smiles at how scary it is here and laughs at herself. But she has always loved proving a point that nothing will ever kill her. "Nothing kills me," she thinks. The phone rings and trembles on an oak table in the middle of the large room, an old library on the third floor of the house, as Corvus looks out the window, watching the other girls dance. She blows smoke against the glass, leaning arms crossed against a cold pillar. Tim is the only one who ever calls this line, she remembers. Corvus answers, "Hey." She gives the impression she's been through this routine before, although she's new here. Tim says, "I need you downstairs in about 5 minutes, okay?" She says, "Why do I know your carpet?" "What?" "The carpet in here, the library. I know this carpet from somewhere." Tim says, "I should have never fucking brought you here." "What?" she says. "The carpet is everywhere in the house, right?" Corvus nods but doesn't say anything. She takes another drag with no face. Tim asks, "Have you ever seen the movie The Shining? The carpet under your feet and everywhere in the house is exactly like the carpet in The Shining." Grief is an out-of-body thing, the worst secret you can have. You live in one terrible place trapped inside your head, while your body lives in another terrible place entirely. Corvus is tired in a way that feels like there's no going back. Like everything from this point on will be brand new, full of things she has never seen before, moments she has never wanted before. It's like when you're finally eating after a long day of not eating and not knowing how close you were to killing someone or collapsing from how starving you were. She can feel in her bones there's no going back. When she lost everything, she had Tim's phone number to call. He offered her a way out of the hole. She wouldn't have to think about money. She wouldn't have to think if she didn't want to think, he said. She could just disappear into the woods, he said. Make a movie. Get drunk. Get high. Make money. Far away from the evil city. There is magic and healing in the woods, he said.